We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we finally finished the malacha of dash, threshing. We're up to the malacha of zore. What is zore? Achal disha, after threshing, after separating the kernel from the stalk, zorim ativua, we winnow the grain. Lafrid hagarinim min amot shemuravba. What happens is the kernel of grain has an encasing. You guys know popcorn has this little encasing. So the kernel of grain also has a small film that encases it. And that film is called in Hebrew the motz. Motz is like that film, that encasing that covers the kernel. V'hainu, what do you do? Shezokim hagarinim laruach. We wait for it to be windy. I don't know if you guys noticed, there are places which are often windy, that the wind pattern flies down there, especially at certain hours of the day. So they would set up places where they knew there was wind. They'd flatten out the earth there, and then they'd take piles of kernels of grain and throw them into the air. So then the kernels would fall down, and the husk, that little film that encases the kernel, would fly off, and that you would separate the kernels from the stalk and from the film, from the husk that's around the kernel. So now, zore is not specific only to grain. It's true about other fruits as well. Okay, so where do we encounter this? Peanuts. Okay? If you want to shell peanuts, so you take the peanut out of the shell, and now if you're one of those guys who don't like the brown encasing on the peanut, so let's say you have a bowl that's mixed with peanuts and the shells and the... Let's say you have on your hand a bunch of peanuts, and you have a little bit of that film, that brown film that's on the peanuts, and you want to blow away all of the... You want to scatter with your... You'll blow away all of that brown film that... yeah, you can take a bunch of peanuts in your hand, move them around like this, you know, swirl them around between the two palms of your hand, you break off all that brown film, you go foo, you blow away all of that film, and you're left with clean peanuts. You can't do that on Shabbos. What you're actually doing then is you're winnowing with your own breath, right? You're separating the kernel from its encasing. There's an interesting opinion that would seem far out, but it is quoted by different halachic opinions that you can't spit into the wind to scatter it by the wind. Now, where would this be relevant? Today they have fans where you could squirt water on the fan and then it cools off the whole house because the fan really spreads out the water. So I would think that doing that on Shabbos would fall under this category. Because what you're really doing is you're having the fan scatter all the water in the air. Meaning just like if you were winnowing and you're throwing it and you're causing everything to scatter in the wind.
What is the separation with the water?
Really? I don't know. I've never seen it. I only heard about it.
You just have water in it. It's like a spray. Just put water.
Okay, I don't know enough about it.
It's not something to make this and this.
I don't know. Okay. Yes, Yaakov.
The idea of winnowing being that you're blowing something from...